6:38 on CKNW. I'm not going to bombard you with too many numbers about stroke. The statistics don't tell the full story, but I can tell you that in British Columbia, roughly 6,500 people have a stroke each year. The levels and the severity of the strokes differ, of course. We've got Ray McDonald on the line with us. Ray is a stroke survivor, and he's going to tell us his story. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Philip.
What happened to you? I know you were 63 when it happened. What happened?
I was getting ready for work one morning. It was a Thursday morning. Thought I was having a migraine because I used to get occasional migraines that had some neurological symptoms that mimicked the symptoms of a stroke. Asked my wife to call in sick to work for me, tell them I'd be in a bit late while I went and slept off my migraine. But I didn't get out of bed. It didn't register to me that there was something wrong with the fact of not getting out of bed. That had never happened with a migraine before. My wife came in a couple of times and told me that she thought this was more than a migraine. I didn't realize that time was passing. That's one of the effects of the stroke had on my brain. Finally, she came in and said, no, this is going on too long. I said, what do you mean? It's just a couple of hours. And she said, no, it's Saturday now. This had originally occurred on Thursday.
Wow.
It was at that point that she called in the paramedics. They came, started assessing me as I lay in bed, unable to even turn over, asking me, can you feel this, can you feel that, saying no quite a bit, knowing that's not a good answer, but it was the truth. They decided that I was probably having a stroke. They made the decision to take me to Royal Columbian in New Westminster because of their neuro ward. That was a good thing. I went to where I could get expert help immediately. They did further assessments and tests. Pictures showed that I was bleeding into the right side of my brain. Pretty severe condition, serious condition.
Yeah.
I was operated on the Sunday night, and they went into my skull to relieve the pressure on my brain from the bleed that was happening, and to clean up some areas where the blood had been pooling. Came out of surgery, was not able to do anything, even I couldn't move a toe or a finger.
Wow.
I had to be turned over in bed. Within a few days, my surgeon came in to see me, encouraged me to try a little harder, and I was able to wiggle a toe. He said to me, do you know what that means? And I said, no, and he said, it means you'll walk again. That puts things in perspective very quickly.
It sure does. Now, I'm coming up against the clock here. I want to ask, before we break, I want to ask whether if you'd have gone to the hospital right away on that Thursday instead of the Saturday, would it have made a significant difference?
For my particular kind of stroke, it probably wouldn't. The treatment that they want to get to people very quickly is an enzyme that dissolves clots. Because my stroke was not a clot type, it was a bleed type, that wouldn't have had the same effect that it would for most strokes.
Okay, that's a good point to take a break with Ray McDonald, because he sounds great now. I don't know how he is because I can't see him, but we will ask him how he's doing after his stroke when we pick up our conversation. CKNW Morning News Time, 6:42. 6:49. Ray McDonald was 63 when he had his stroke. A couple of years later now, he's on the line with us. Now, Ray, we can't see you, but we can hear you, and you sound fantastic. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I do a lot of walking. I get out in the community. I walk down and around Deer Lake regularly. I have some vision deficits. I don't see to one side. I have a narrow field of vision. I only see half of what you would see, Philip. I'm a little forgetful. I have some cognitive issues still. But generally, I'm doing really well. Physically, I'm very, very good. Cognitively, I'm almost there. Looking at me, you wouldn't know there was a problem.
And I guess the big question is, how do you, if you're physically okay, what is your message to people who are going through what you went through 2 years ago, and how do you pull yourself through something like this?
You stay positive, and that's very a challenge. It's easy to get frustrated. You can't do some of the things you used to do. You knock dishes over, you do different things. But stay positive, stay active, and be aware that you will get, you will improve. People who've had a stroke do improve. Get some support. There's lots of it in the community. Get with a group. There's lots of stroke recovery branches around the province. And stay close with your family and friends.
You know, many years ago, a friend of mine who's now no longer with us, he had a stroke, but I guess we the best way to put it is he was from the old school, and he thought that he would take care of himself and pull himself through without any support groups, and it really, I think, delayed matters. He was okay, slurred his words a little bit, but he didn't get help.
Yes, I think I'm in a support group. Myself, and we have become great friends. We do wonders for each other.
And what's the future look like for you?
The future looks great. I'm now ready to get back involved with something. I'm 65. I don't know if work will be part of it. I can't work in a manufacturing plant like I used to around forklifts and moving machinery. That wouldn't be a great idea. I can't multitask the way I used to as a manager. But I've taken some career planning, and I want to get involved with helping people again, and I'm ready to start doing that and work with stroke recovery victims.
Good for you. Good for you. Congratulations, and thanks for the time this morning. Ray McDonald, a stroke survivor, 6,500 British Columbians will suffer a stroke, do suffer a stroke per year. We will put up a link to the Stroke Recovery Association website. If this has happened in your family, this is a place to go and get some vital information. CKNW Morning News Time is 6:52.